Radio Daily. Yes, indeed. It's that time already, boys and girls. Phone the kids, wake the neighbors. It is Weekend Eve.
Yeah.
Although, well, I don't know about you, but around us it's going to be stupidly hot and everyone is supposed to stay inside and drink plenty of water or you'll die. So there's that. So welcome to the 18th of July. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. I've got to move the bell. I keep putting stuff on the table and it goes right next to it, so I hit the bell and nothing happens. I got to move this. Okay, fine. The folks that are bringing things to you today, well, right there, the man that's ready to welcome you to the place that we are. That's Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Welcome to the wonderful world of geeks.
Yeah, it's a good one. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Isn't it amazing how quickly everyone can turn against you?
Or is that just me? What happened, yo?
In 1877, according to some later historical accounts, Thomas Edison records the human voice for the first time, shouting, "Hallo!" into a mouthpiece.
1955, atomic energy is sold commercially for the first time in history. At least, you know, above the table.
Yeah, I understand somebody needed it for some sort of a pinball machine or something like that, or is a nuclear bomb made of pinball machine parts? I don't know. 1963, Dr. E. Stanley Crawford of the Baylor University College of Medicine makes the first implantation of an intrathoracic left artificial ventricle in a human being.
The right one had been done decades earlier. 1965, the Soviet Union launches the Zond 3 satellite on a mission to perform a lunar flyby, which is like a drive-by, but different.
And in honor of that, everybody kneeled before Zond. 1966, NASA launches Gemini 10.
1968, Andy Grove, Gordon Moore, and Robert Noyce found microprocessor manufacturer NM Electronics, Noyce and Moore, in Santa Clara, California. Soon they'll change it to Intel, which is an amalgamation of integrated electronics.
1980, the first Indian satellite, Rohini 1B, is launched into orbit by the Indian Space Research Organization in the state of Andhra Pradesh. With the launch, India becomes the eighth country in the world to have successfully placed this satellite into orbit.
1983, Apple Computer bestows the 1 millionth Apple II computer manufactured by the company on Ellis Elementary School in Sunnyvale, California as part of its Kids Can't Wait program and to help Buffy as she started slaying vampires.
It was also primarily used to play Oregon Trail.
True.
And that glider game. Paper airplane game.
Yeah.
1984, BIOC Agent 003 publishes a document entitled The Course in Basic Telecommunications Part 1 to Popular Bulletin Board Systems. The document will become one of the most successful freak documents of the golden age of BBS systems. In fact, it was so freaky, it was labeled a super freak.
1990, the airlock hatch of the Soviet space station Mir is damaged when it was pushed back on its hinges by residual air escaping as it was being opened. Cosmonauts Antoly Soyuz and Alexander Baladin are forced to remain behind an interior airlock in a separate part of the station for 8 days before they can make repairs on the next spacewalk, which didn't happen for almost a week. All right, a few days. Deal with it.
2001, Universal Pictures releases Jurassic Park 3, directed by Joe Johnston and starring Sam Neill, William H. Macy, and Taya Leone.
And Alan. 2005, the Cassini spacecraft performs the closest flyby yet of Enceladus, the sixth largest moon of Saturn.
2008, Warner Brothers releases the superhero film The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan and starring Christian Bale. Now my old line, Heath Ledger and Aaron Eckhart.
I didn't realize how much Heath Ledger sounded like you. Birthdays? Mm-hmm.
Jace Crawford, 34 years old from Gossip Girl, The Covenant, and The Haunting of Molly Hartley.
Kristen Bell is 39 from Gossip Girl, forgetting Sarah Marshall, Astro Boy, Frozen, The Good Place, and, you know, thoughts.
What, no Veronica Mars in there? Plus, Veronica Mars is coming back.
Oh, well, that's right. That is this universe. Sorry.
Alex Desart, 51. Julio on The Flash. Becker, Nick Fury in the Avengers cartoons.
Vin Diesel is 52 from The Iron Giant, Pitch Black, and Guardians of the Galaxy. I only listed good movies he was in.
A Boiler Room. He was good in Boiler Room.
Well, but like the rest of them, the less he's in it, the better he is.
True. Lee Ehrenberg, 57 years old, from The Wizard! RoboCop 3, Pintel in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I remember him. Elizabeth McGovern is 58 from She's Having a Baby, Kick-Ass, Clash of the Titans, and Downton Abbey.
James Brolin, 79 years old, from The Car, Amityville Horror, Traffic. Let's hear those Avengers movies that just happened recently. Let's face it, Deadpool 2. And Jonah Hex.
There you go. John Glenn is 98, the first American to orbit the Earth.
Hey, I live there. Born this day no longer with us, 1895, Machine Gun Kelly, an American gangster.
1898, John Stewart, from the 1932 Hound of the Baskervilles, Revenge of Frankenstein, and Superman. the movie.
Wow. 1890. He looks fantastic when he was on The Daily Show.
Right?
Man. 1913, Red Skelton, American actor and comedian.
I can't stand to hear him sing, but I love the way he talks.
And you can probably find one of his infomercials for the full collection on television.
Sure.
Right now on CBS, we've got New Love Island, Big Brother, a New York City sculptor's murder prompts the detective duo to start working to determine if a once dormant serial killer has decided to return in a new Elementary.
Over on ABC, it's a rerun of Holy Moly, Family Food Fight. Kat and Anna Dumont face danger when a man from Kat's past becomes involved in helping Governor on Reef Break, not Point Break.
NBC has a new The Wall, Hollywood Game Night, and a rerun of Eleanor's Vue.
Have there ever been a new episode the whole time we've been doing this show? Fox, no. It's a new MasterChef Spin the Wheel is on as well.
In fairness, I think they just made 7 episodes of Eleanor's Vue, and all they do is just keep changing out the filters or something like that. CW on a new iZombie, Talon attempts to outsmart her new rival. Gwen has a very difficult time maintaining control of the outpost on The Outpost.
On Freeform, after mermaid mating season turned out to be less successful than everyone had hoped, they question whether mermaids can procreate on land, and by God, they'll find out on the new Sirens.
I guess if you have, like, water guns, keep them hydrated. AMC has an officer and a gentleman.
FX, flammable carpets become a headache for Ken and Christine on a new Baskets.
As they would. FXX, Simpsons Marathon, Bart vs. Australia, Homer vs. Patty and Selma, and Lisa's Wedding.
Over on FXM, it's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, it's good. IFC has The Campaign, which is also good.
BBC America's got your Alien, your Aliens, your Aliens 3, your shitload of Aliens, your... Oh, sorry, I lost track. We're watching Lifetime Movie Network, because a couple moves to L.A. to find the perfect suburban house for them and their young daughter, but the woman who loses the house in the bidding war becomes distraught, and strange things start happening. Claire Kramer, Tilke Montgomery Jones star in The Wrong House.
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. In a story about chasing unattainable romance, Chad, whose last name I think is Avery, is stuck in the middle. See, a friend of his little sister has a crush on him, while Chad is interested in this older college student who seems to have the eyes for his dad. Which means no matter the age, time, or place, Chad is all about some soap opera type drama. And family drama. Because when he doesn't like his little sister's friend, his little sister decides, well, forget this, I'm going to go run away and climb a mountain. Which mountain? Well, that's not entirely clear. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Once again, it's time for Bag O' Mail.
Hey, my geeks, it's Jared in Anaheim. And after today's Chad and Abby update, I realized I jumped the gun. But by title, I think I was pretty close with yesterday's guest in Words Alone. Because now, based on the plot, that sounds a lot like an episode of Head of the Class. That's my guess. All right. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, no, but I'm very proud that you said Head of the Class, because not enough people give Howard Hessman credit after WKRP in Cincinnati.
Truth.
Or his very small role in Dr. Detroit. The doctor is in. So drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. You know, if anybody wants to reboot a movie, that's a movie you should take a crack at. Something that's almost really good, try to make that epic, won't you please? Drop a note if you've got an idea of how to make it happen. Just dial
510-GRD-CROW.
And he was brilliant as the stoic college student in Billy Jack.
To destiny comes a new podcast. Three guardians who will guide you to glory, honor, and... Yeah, nah. Not that kind of podcast. This is Happy Hour from the Tower. I'm T.
I'm Nick.
I'm Brandon.
And we're going to talk about all things Destiny. Why we play.
Why we love punching aliens in the face.
And why my dad sucks at the Crucible.
Here we go.
A podcast for players of all levels. Find Happy Hour from the Tower on iTunes, Stitcher, or at happyhourfromthetower.com. Eyes up, Guardian. Time to give up the ghost. It's Happy Hour from the Tower. First round's on us.
Hey guys, this is Claire Kramer from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily. Enjoy.
Certainly will. And hey, Claire, you said we should work together on a project again. Let's make that happen. We work so well together.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast-off.
One thing I remember is that my
allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
What fragging we gonna do this time, yeah?
Forklift, the simulation. It's a physics-based simulation using a forklift to manage a warehouse. It's available for the Switch.
God, I hope that's really a secret office game. World Cruise Story. It's Kerosoft's ship sim, so it's like Below Deck to the game.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. After a decade, Marvel Ultimate Alliance is back exclusively on Nintendo Switch.
And yeah, it's all about the Infinity Gauntlet, and yeah, I got it, and yeah, Friday afternoon, that's all the hell I'm going to be doing. Beyond Two Souls, an interactive supernatural thriller from the studio behind Heavy Rain, not Chubby Rain, and Indigo Prophecy. It tells the story of Jodie Holmes, a girl with mysterious psychokinetic abilities. That's available, hey Bill, for the PC.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Yay.
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Taika Waititi is coming back to the MCU. He made it back there in 2017, the first really good Thor movie, a little something you might have heard of called Thor Ragnarok.
Sorry, Christopher Eccleston.
Sorry, man. Since that time, both Marvel and Waititi have expressed happiness with their collaboration and a willingness to work together again. But we never knew for sure if the fourth Thor film would be in the works, but now it is, because the man himself has announced he has signed on to direct a follow-up to Ragnarok.
Oh, that's so great. And Jeff Goldblum always finds a way.
Sure does. But as with anything, there is a price to pay. And that means that the manga adaptation of Akira, which recently put out a casting call, has been put on hold indefinitely due to conflicting production dates.
I knew I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up. Besides, could they top what South Park did?
Probably not. Chris Hemsworth is expected to return as the God of Thunder.
Sorry, Natalie Portman.
And we're going to update you on Akira when someone else tries to make it, as we have done since the existence of this damn podcast.
And now the return of your Fortnite update. A giant robot with a panda head, hamburger, and tomato feet will fight a giant monster with a castle on his head this Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now back to you, PRS. Thank you, me. Move over, Doctor. There's a new pilot at the TARDIS console room controls, and a lifetime's tempting in Chiswick has prepared her to be the universe's greatest defender.
Joanna Lumley's coming back?
Close. Big Finish has announced that its latest Doctor Who audio drama will bring Catherine Tate back behind the microphone as one of the show's finest companions, Donna Noble. Except this time, Donna's flying solo.
Donna, or the Doctor Donna?
Yes. There's no 10th Doctor around in Donna Noble Kidnapped, a short story, a four-story series from Jacqueline Rayner, John Dorney, James Goss, and Matt Fitton. Set shortly after the events of the season 4 two-parter, Silence in the Library and Forest of the Dead, which saw Donna briefly sucked into a digital happily ever after where she lived in wedded bliss, only to lose it all when the library's archival systems were restored.
Another one of the many kicks that Donna has had to suffer.
Kidnapped! Has Donna briefly return home for a little break between adventures in time and space, only to immediately get wrapped up in her own adventures.
I'm just glad she was finally able to escape Scranton.
Donna will not only get to pilot the TARDIS on her own and Kidnapped, but even get her own quasi-companion in the form of a new character, Nat, played by Nikki Wardley, one of Donna's best friends on Earth. It's an interesting take for a Donna Noble story. Given the tragedy of her arc across her time in Doctor Who, with no Doctor to fall back on, it'll be nice to see Donna save the day on her own terms, even if she will never remember it.
Oh, the heartstrings, man. Make some space on your physical media shelf. Maybe buy a new shelf entirely, because now you can get Ultraman.
But which Ultraman?
All of them. Mill Creek Ooh. Entertainment has licensed a new deal with Suburia yeah. Productions, the stewards of the legendary Ultra Tokusatsu series, since it first began in 66, to begin distributing every single Ultra show and film, both physically and digitally, in the U.S. Every single show and film.
Then I guess I'll have to clear my digital self.
For those who do not keep a tally, that's over 1,100 episodes across 30 series, Oof. 20 films from a show that started with Ultra Q all the way up to the recent Ultraman R/B and perhaps even beyond to this year's upcoming Ultraman Taiga over on Netflix. Whatever. The extended deal, it's a huge one. It means that for some of these shows and films, it'll be the first time they're officially available at all outside of Japan or in a high-definition format.
I feel a great disturbance in the voice.
It's as if millions of Conroom bootleggers suddenly cried out in terror and were silenced.
As well as being available digitally, Mill Creek will begin releasing the Ultra series on Blu-ray and DVD starting this October with two shows that kicked it all off. Ultra Q, the original monster-slash-paranormal investigation series that spawned the franchise, and Ultraman, yeah, Ultraman, its successor series that introduced the iconic size-changing hero and changed the genre completely. With HD remastered footage and DTS HD master audio of the original Japanese soundtrack and English subtitles, each release will come with a redemption code for a digital version to be used through Mill Creek streaming platform Movie Spree. This is amazing, as we never thought we would see this as even a possibility. We should have believed, though. Making the impossible possible until the very end? That's what it means to be Ultraman.
Kevin Smith has announced that we'll be hosting a live script reading of Clerks 3 at New Jersey's First Avenue Playhouse.
Wow, that's beautiful, man.
The director shared on Twitter, "This August in the great state of New Jersey, come hear what might have been when we read the unmade Clerks 3 script. There are only 80 seats at a pricey $100 piece, but all the money goes to the First Avenue Playhouse. It's a benefit for them. Tickets for the event can be found at Eventbrite. It will be held on Saturday, August 3rd, 2019.
I'm not going to miss what's sure to be the social event of the season.
Recently celebrating their 30th anniversary, First Avenue Playhouse is a landmark theater located in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The theater showcases stage productions of all kinds, including musicals, comedies, dramas, and more. Clerks 3 was planned, but never made, and it shows no signs of going into production anytime soon.
Bunch of savages in this town.
While the script may eventually be widely available, this event will be an excellent opportunity for fans to find out what the film may have been like.
I heard it was going to feature a lovely tea party.
If time permits, they will also read the script for that movie with that one guy who is in that movie that came out last year.
On July 11th, the U.S. House of Representatives very quietly decided by voice vote to support an amendment to the 2020 Defense Authorization Bill that would require the Department of Justice to look into weaponized ticks.
You just can't ignore the siren song of justice, chum.
Christopher Smith wrote the amendment, which demands the Inspector General, quote, shall conduct a review of whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975.
Oh, Barry's not going to be happy about this. I can't change my name. It's on all my stationery.
If the review determines that such a project took place, then the amendment reportedly insists the Inspector General must present Congress with information on the scope of the research, including whether any ticks or insects used in such experiments were released outside of any laboratory by accident or experiment design.
Amazon Prime, here is your third season, right here.
For years, there have been reports and theories circulating that Department of Defense researchers at facilities like New York's Plum Island and Maryland's Fort Detrick may have infected insects for biological weapon tests and released them outside of the lab, leading to the spread of Lyme disease. A book published in May, Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons, has brought public attention to these notions, which may have inspired Smith to purpose this amendment that is co-sponsored by Maryland Republican Andy Harris and Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson.
Why wasn't it called Once Bitten, Twice Lyme? Beware the evil head of science. It bites.
So far, there is quite a bit of evidence to support this theory, but no smoking gun providing a connection between government biowarfare research and the Lyme disease outbreak. But we know the truth is out there. We're not going crazy. We're going sane in a crazy world.
GRD is like gravy without the lumps, baby.
Full of sugars! Okay, no. GRD is like the Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not to be recognized. Please put a like, check us out on Facebook or Twitter, sub at the website at geekradio.com. See, when you don't put something next to the bell, it rings perfectly. Drop us a note and let us know what you're doing, what you're up to, what your plans are for the weekend and stuff, and see if you know where Chad and Abby are, because now this, unlike what I thought would be last week, this is now the official least amount of correct answers we've gotten thus far doing this, and I'm kind of proud of that. So drop a note, please. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can send a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CRAFT.
It's the way what Randolph Scott would have done.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
You are all weirdos.
I have no patience for useless things.
Oh my God, look at this place. Like a museum of failure.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da!
It's gone.
That wasn't a magic trick. I saw the pencil just went up into his eye. This is lame.
Let her go. Very poor choice of words.
Rachel! I got you. You all right?
I'm okay. I don't know how, though. We completely smashed this car. So you gonna go back up there and catch the Joker?
Nah. I'm sure everything's fine.
Come on. Come on. I want you to go. Come on. Hit me. Come on. I want you to. Come on. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
No!
Hit me.
Oh! Hit me!
Whammo.
Whoa. Hold on a second. You hit him?
Yep.
You hit the Joker.
Uh-huh.
You ran over a human being.
Sure did.
But what about your rule?
Didn't kill him.
Ah!